Vision.com.
Good morning, greetings, America, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and acne and eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive issues, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of biology and the world of the body? Simply standard operating procedure, because, my friends, the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous to some folks, this renewing system is nothing more than business as usual for the human body. It's simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you do that. You can call us today at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Vicky at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They know all about the Longevity products. They're friendly. They're knowledgeable. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite Longevity product. It's powdered nutrition. You add it to water. You drink it. It tastes great. You can put it in your smoothies. It's great for kids, and it's a great way to make sure that you're getting a steady state, low level of all of your main vitamins as well as minerals and cofactor nutrients. You can also order from my website, brightsideben.com. You can click on the Join Now link as well and help me in my mission to educate the planet about the power of nutritional supplementation. If you want to make some money selling Longevity products, you can do that as well. Click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. There's also some great nutritional information up there. There's videos up there. We try to keep it updated regularly, so keep checking back at brightsideben.com. Well, thanks so much for being here, folks. I want to continue talking about this very interesting subject that we've been on to the last day or two, called prostaglandins and prostaglandins' relationship to essential fatty acids. Prostaglandins get their name from the fact that they were first discovered in the prostate gland. They were first discovered back in the early part of the 20th century, but because prostaglandins are active in such tiny, tiny, infinitesimal amounts, and because they're very, very short-lived, this is the way the body works when it has super powerful, super active chemicals. It makes them very short-lived. So prostaglandins being so short-lived and so tiny weren't really well known they weren't discovered until the 1930s, but we really didn't know a lot about them until the 1980s or 1990s. Today we know that prostaglandins are probably the most important chemicals in the body. They're probably the single most important chemicals in the body. They're in charge of all dynamic movement involving opening and closing, firing, contracting and relaxing. And folks, that obviously means everything. Yet we still don't hear a lot about these very fascinating substances. Prostaglandins come directly from essential fatty acids. Yesterday we talked about how it's the balance of prostaglandins that are said to be inflammatory and prostaglandins that are said to be anti-inflammatory that accounts for whether you have overall inflammation in your body or overall anti-inflammation in the body. Inflammatory issues of all kinds autoimmune inflammatory issues, digestive inflammatory issues, joint inflammatory issues, especially like arthritis. All these inflammatory issues can be effectively controlled via manipulation of prostaglandins by making sure you're getting the right balance of essential fatty acids, which also means that if the balance of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids is off, you can have problems around this balance of inflammation and anti-inflammation. So number one is going to be the overall intake of essential fatty acids, how much we're getting, and then it's going to be the specific proportions and ratios of the types of EFAs that's going to have an effect on prostaglandin balance. In other words, the balance of your prostaglandins, yesterday we talked about three types, series 1, series 2, series 3. The balance of these 1, 2, and 3 prostaglandins is going to be controlled in the body.
Cobweb, afternoon in a room. Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you'll be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, one with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Las Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade. It's somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. On 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Nancy writes about polymyalgia rheumatica, and I got this letter, and it just kind of made me want to talk about it a little bit, because nothing, it exemplifies what's wrong with medicine to me. When I hear diagnosis like polymyalgia rheumatica or reflex sympathetic dystrophy,
what it says to me is that we don't really want to get to the bottom of our disease states from a medical perspective. The patients might want to get to the bottom of the disease states, but I'm not convinced the medical model is really interested in finding the bottom, the cause of these disease states. So when I see polymyalgia rheumatica, I see a perfect example of that, because polymyalgia rheumatica is nothing more than inflammation, folks. Polymyalgia means a lot of pain. Poly meaning many, mya meaning muscle, alga meaning pain, rheumatica meaning some kind of flowing. So you have a lot of muscle pain related to flowing. What does that mean?
All right, we're back live. Sorry, folks, for the live radio excitement there. Had some technical difficulties, but we're going to just continue talking about this whole prostaglandin issue where we left off. Talking about series 1, 2, and 3 prostaglandins. Series 1, 2, and 3 prostaglandins are involved in the inflammatory and anti-inflammatory process, where series 1, series 3 are your anti-inflammatory prostaglandins, and series 2 are your inflammatory prostaglandins. It's kind of confusing, but there's really only five numbers that you got to remember. 1, 2, and 3 as far as prostaglandins go, and 3 and 6 as far as your essential fatty acids go. There's two types of essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6. It's thought that our ancestors got close to a 1-to-1 ratio, as much omega-3s as omega-6s, and because omega-3s are your anti-inflammatory prostaglandins and your omega-6s are your ones that are associated with inflammation, most people, if they're healthy, back in the day when we got this 1-to-1 ratio, didn't have problems with excess inflammation. However, today, it's more like 20-to-1 inflammatory prostaglandins to anti-inflammatory prostaglandins, thus the problems that we are experiencing. These balance and ratios and proportions are going to be dependent on the amounts of food, the types of food, and the types of supplemental essential fatty acids that we're getting. So it's not quite as simple as taking essential fatty acids. We have to pay attention to the totals of essential fatty acids and their relative ratios. By manipulating these total amounts and these ratio amounts, the proportions, you can control the proportions of the different types of prostaglandins, series 1 and series 2 and series 3. Thus, you can control your inflammation versus your anti-inflammation. That's why many nutritionists counsel to avoid excess ingestion of omega-6 essential fatty acids, because they are associated with inflammation. This is especially true. This is especially true about the types of fatty acids that come from animal products, meat and milk especially. That's why you want to be careful if you have inflammatory problems, arthritis perhaps, or inflammatory diseases around the nerves. That's why you want to be careful about too much ingestion of meat and dairy products. Meat and dairy products lend themselves to the production of inflammatory prostaglandins, so-called series 2 prostaglandins. The traditional recommendation of omega-6s to omega-3s these days is around 3 or 4 parts omega-6s to every part of omega-3s. Most capsules that you buy, including the longevity capsules, the ultimate EFAs, are formulated to have this ratio, 3-to-1, sometimes 4-to-1, omega-6 to omega-3s, because nutritionists feel like the American diet is so skewed towards the omega-6 rich oils. Omega-6s are found in grains and seeds, mostly things like corn and soy and safflower and sunflower. Your 3s are a little trickier to get. 3s are basically going to be found in flax seeds. In fact, flax seeds are considered the iconic source of omega-3s. And getting yourself flaxseed oil, if you have any kind of inflammatory condition, is not a bad idea. The unfortunate truth, however, is nobody really knows exactly how much essential fatty acids we need. And nobody really knows, including myself, exactly what the ratios of those essential fatty acids need to be. Personally, I stick to a 3-to-1 ratio, omega-6s to 3s, and then I make sure, and this is important, folks, that you're getting all of the cofactors that help turn these essential fatty acids into prostaglandins. Remember yesterday we talked about the importance of the B vitamins, especially niacin, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6 for turning the essential fatty acids into prostaglandins. There's also minerals. Zinc is important and magnesium is important. The main point here that I want to make is that by controlling And balancing our essential fatty acid intake, we can exert a large degree of control over the types of prostaglandins we're producing. And by controlling the types of prostaglandins we're producing, then we can control the balance of inflammation versus anti-inflammation. That's why if you have any kind of inflammatory health condition, and by the way, all health conditions, all health challenges somewhere along the line have an inflammatory component because inflammation is about injury. All health conditions, all health challenges somewhere along the line have injury and thereby have some component of inflammation. So whenever you have a health challenge, an inflammatory health challenge, make sure you're balancing out. First, make sure you're getting and then make sure you're balancing out essential fatty acids via omega-6 compared to omega-3. And then make sure you're taking your cofactors, vitamin B6 and B3. Make sure you're getting magnesium. Make sure you're getting zinc. And make sure you're getting vitamin C. And by now, folks, it should be go without saying, it should be perfectly clear that all fat absorption problems need to be addressed as well. One of the most important places where this inflammatory slash anti-inflammatory imbalance plays out is in the circulatory system, the blood and the heart. All vasoconstriction, that means blood vessels closing, all vasoconstriction and vasodilation, which means blood vessels opening, vasoconstriction, blood vessels closing, vasodilation, blood vessels opening, all of it. Blood vessel opening and closing is regulated by the activity of prostaglandins. Let me say that again, that is so important. All issues of blood vessels closing and opening are regulated by prostaglandins. That means blood pressure problems. That means all cardiac issues. That means blood clotting issues. That's why aspirin is one of the key players in preventing heart attacks. Aspirin is one of the classic prostaglandin blocking drugs. It's referred to by pharmacists and pharmacologists and physicians as a prostaglandin inhibitor. That's how aspirin works, folks. It works by blocking prostaglandins, inhibiting prostaglandins. There's that pharmaceutical word again, inhibitor. And that's a word that you don't want to necessarily interface with if you don't have to. That's how drugs work. They inhibit and they block. Aspirin is a prostaglandin inhibitor, prostaglandin blocker. Aspirin is regarded as the first truly important pharmaceutical agent, and it's still, to this day, one of the most important tools in the world of medicine. Now, aspirin and other prostaglandin-blocking drugs, many of which are referred to as NSAIDs, maybe you've heard that term, N-S-A-I-D, NSAIDs, which stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, aspirin and other prostaglandin drugs are key players in all of medicine and key players in all of medicine's side effects. We'll talk about that when we come back for break and take your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Question, can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us today, folks. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you like what you hear on the Bright Side, we encourage you to tell your friends that we're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com. There's a shopping cart up there. There's a bunch of videos up there. There's articles that I've written up there as well. And if you want to learn more and have somebody contact you, click on the Join Now link in the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will do that. Of course, you're always welcome to call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Vicki at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack. We're talking about prostaglandins, and we're talking about drugs that work with prostaglandins. Aspirin is a prostaglandin inhibitor, and so are the so-called NSAID drugs. NSAID stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. There's two ways that the body, that medicine can poison or control, if you like, inflammation in the body. One is steroidally, at the steroid hormone level. That means with steroid drugs like prednisone, cortisone. Asthma inhalers tend to be cortisone drugs like Aerobid or Asmacort, Symbicort. That clue, that suffix court is your clue that you're dealing with some kind of steroid, court for cortisone. So Symbicort, Pulmicort, Asmacort, these are all drugs that work by quenching, quieting down inflammation in the lungs, thereby making it easier for asthmatics to breathe, and they work at the steroidal level. These steroid drugs work by blocking the receptors that are needed to activate inflammation. Now, I don't want to get into too much chemistry, but the idea of receptors and activation is very important, and it's also very interesting. It's basically like you have a socket in a wall, and you have a plug that goes into that socket. You can think of a receptor. Whenever you heard the word receptor, you can think of a in a wall. A receptor is like a socket in a cell, and things that go into that socket, the plugs that go into that socket are either hormones, like in the case of steroid hormones, or they can also be drugs. This is how drugs work. Drugs work like they're plastic sockets. You know those are plastic plugs. When you have a baby, you buy these little plastic plugs that go into the socket, and they're like dummy plugs. They don't do anything, but they just sit there, and they block the socket so no plug can get in. Well, that's what a drug is. A drug is like a plastic plug that sits in a socket and keeps the real plugs, which are chemicals in the body, in this case steroid chemicals, from working. Steroid drugs like prednisone, cortisone, a lot of skin drugs, a lot of asthma drugs, and certainly anti-immune drugs like prednisone work by being plastic wall socket plugs that you stick into a receptor, which is like a socket in a cell. They fit in the socket, but they're plastic and they don't work. And most importantly, in the case of drugs, they're going to keep the real plugs, which are your body's steroid hormones, basically cortisol, from working. There's also a second way that pharmacologists or physicians or pharmacists can block the plug, the second way that they can cause inflammation to quiet down, the second way they can have anti-inflammatory effects, and that's using non-steroidal plugs and sockets, so-called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So your two main mechanisms for keeping inflammation at bay from a pharmaceutical perspective are going to be using the steroid socket and plug system or the non-steroid socket and plug system. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs work with a second type of socket, and that is the prostaglandin socket. So you got two sockets in the wall of a cell, which is called a membrane, and one is a steroid socket and one is a non-steroid socket. The non-steroid socket is our friend prostaglandins. They all work the same way, this plastic plug in the socket keeping the real stuff from working mechanism, but in the case of non-steroidal drugs, you're working with the prostaglandin system versus the steroid system. Tylenol, or acetaminophen as it's known generically, works by blocking an enzyme system rather than sitting in the plug, sitting in the socket, so it has a slightly different mechanism, but it's still going to down-regulate prostaglandin effects. Vioxx and Celebrex are the same way. They work with the enzyme system that actually makes the plug, makes the prostaglandins, and that's called the COX-2 enzyme system, and that's why they're called COX-2 inhibitors. But the same thing is happening at the end, which is dampening or reducing the effects of prostaglandins. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, gosh, it can't really be a great idea to take a pharmaceutical drug or a pharmaceutical plug that's going to mess around with the chemistry of something as fundamental as steroids or cortisol or prostaglandins, you have a point. And that's why non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and steroid drug toxicity is one of the more significant problems. In fact, it may be the most significant problem in all of pharmaceutical medicine. There are 20 million prescriptions written every year for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
There are 30 billion doses. There's 20 million daily doses of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. There's 70 billion doses a year. And guess what? One-third of hospital admissions for drug toxicity, and a lot of hospital admissions are due to drug toxicity, one-third of them are from non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That's because these things are blocking a fundamental system in the body, and that is the inflammatory versus anti-inflammatory system. If there's inflammation going on, there's an injury, and if there's an injury, the best thing you could do is figure out where that injury is. Inflammation always means injury, and long-term chronic inflammation from long-term chronic injury pretty much covers every disease you can name. And if we go about suppressing the inflammatory process, which is the body's defensive response to injury or biochemical imbalances, eventually, folks, the injury is going to win. As far as the injury goes, the most likely points for injury are going to involve the digestive system. Occasionally, entry is going to come in through the lungs, or occasionally, rarely, actually, through the skin. More often than not, you're looking at the digestive system, which is why I say all roads lead to digestion. If you call up asking about an inflammatory condition, we're going to talk about your digestion more likely than not. The small intestine, the liver, the gallbladder, sometimes the large intestine, the pancreas, or the stomach, all of these need to be addressed when there's any inflammatory condition. From the small intestine, you can go into the lymph. That's the immune system's fluid highway, and then into the blood, and you're off to the races. What's so interesting to me as a clinician and as a researcher is the tremendous amount of control we have at this point. Folks, if you have an inflammatory condition, you have control over it largely. When we're talking about the digestive system, we're talking about what we eat. The large proportion of control we have over what happens in the prostaglandin system or the cortisol system is through the choices we make about foods. And that is such good news. Remember, disease is inflammation, and we have a large degree of control over that inflammatory process through foods and nutritional supplementation. We'll continue our discussion on prostaglandins and essential fatty acids and take your phone calls too at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back right after this break. Don't go away.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level, whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to get more information about the longevity products, the ones that I take, and the ones that I recommend, give Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Vicky a call at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com. We're talking about prostaglandins and essential fatty acids, and there's so much to talk about here. See, where we left off, we're talking about the control that we have over this whole balance and imbalance and good inflammatory prostaglandins and anti-inflammatory prostaglandins. Some folks call them good prostaglandins, bad prostaglandins. I don't like that good and bad terminology because there's a sort of implication that there's good things that the body produces and there's bad things that the body produces, and that's not the case. We have just as much need for inflammation for the inflammatory process as we do for anti-inflammation. Remember, the inflammatory process kicks in when the body feels like it needs to defend itself from something. So if we have a lot of inflammation, that means the body's defending itself from something a lot. So what you want to do, ideally, is figure out what the heck the body is defending itself from and then remove that substance. And more often than not, you'll find that it's in the digestive system. We have 12,000 plus different diseases, and the vast majority of them have some kind of inflammatory process going on. In fact, I would say 100% of our disease states have some kind of inflammatory process in common. You can call it polymyalgia rheumatica, or you can call it reflex sympathetic dystrophy. You can call it diabetes or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. They got all these fancy Latin names for these things, but at the root, you're going to find something going on in the inflammatory versus anti-inflammatory system, which means prostaglandins, which means cortisol, which means we have control. In large part, we have control over the disease process. How cool is that, folks? We have control over our disease process. Think about all the ways inflammation and prostaglandin and steroid biochemistry show up in our lives. Most importantly, as pain. Joint pain, muscle pain, internal pain, nerve pain, all of these involve inflammation and the prostaglandin system. Skin issues like psoriasis and acne and eczema are also diseases that involve prostaglandins as well as cortisol and inflammation. The same factors are behind our digestive issues too. Even the two largest killers in this country, which are cancer and heart disease, have significant inflammatory prostaglandin and cortisol components. So what we're saying here, folks, is perhaps the most significant factor in all of health or lack of health is this avenue of approach where we have control. That is the prostaglandin system. That is the essential fatty acids that we're intaking or not intaking, and the food choices we're making or the food choices we're not making. Almost every week, someone is calling me up about some kind of herb or food or device that's supposed to take care of their arthritis or their inflammation. To me, if you're not exercising control of your prostaglandins and your cortisol and your inflammation through your food and your dietary choices, then you're kidding yourself. If you try to treat your inflammation with some fancy schmancy herb or new device that's out on the market or the latest food that you're supposed to be eating, if you're not addressing the underlying injury that is causing the inflammation to occur. Then, of course, there's wonderful nutritional supplemental strategies. We will cover those tomorrow on the Bright Side, but we got a couple folks on hold who've been on hold for a while. Let's take Mary in Arkansas first. What's going on, Mary?
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
This week I had an appointment with an eye doctor, and he's been checking and keeping track of the pressure in one eye in particular. And
glaucoma? Do you have glaucoma?
No. I've had cataract surgery, and then it clouded over, and so he used a laser on it to clear that clouding. And after that, the pressure in the eye went up, and so he, with the laser, drilled a little hole.
Oh, geez.
And in order to let it drain.
Okay.
And in spite of that procedure, the pressure is still high. And it went up from 24 back in June to 28 this week. And so he has put me on eye drops that is a prostaglandin. It's called latanoprost.
Okay,
and
prost, by the way, that suffix prost is telling you it's a prostaglandin. That's good
exactly.
That you caught that. Good deal.
Right. And
okay.
So now that you're speaking about that, I thought maybe you might have some
I have a couple ideas for you, Mary. I got to move forward, so thank you so much for calling. James, by the way, texted and says that he wants the EFA, the ideal ratio of EFAs. Of EFAs to be repeated. So you want about three or four parts of your omega-6 essential fatty acids for every one part of your omega-3 essential fatty acids. If I confused anybody with that or if I misspoke, I apologize. So you want more omega-6s than omega-3s, and the exact ratio is up in the air. Nobody really knows for sure, but most nutritionists have settled on around four parts of your omega-6 for three or four parts for every one part of omega-3s. In other words, you want more of the pro-inflammatory omega-6s. That tells you something right there, by the way. You need more of those pro-inflammatory ones than you do of the anti-inflammatory ones, because the body has to have that inflammatory process working. So about three to four parts of the 6s for every one part of the 3s. I hope that clears that up, James. And then as far as Mary's question goes, yes, they're giving Mary a prostaglandin to help release the pressure inside the eye. Remember, inflammation and anti-inflammation are modulated are controlled at the prostaglandin level. So they're giving her some kind of prostaglandin help in order to provide some anti-inflammation. The first thing I would do if I had any kind of inflammatory condition, whether it was in the eye or in the joints or in the nerves or anywhere in the body, is look at to see where is injury occurring inside the body. And as we age, almost always you'll see it's coming from two places. First, it's coming in from the food. And that's always where you want to look to first. If you have any inflammatory condition, you want to look to food choices, and we'll talk about supplements tomorrow, but I want to hit this so hard, folks. I want you guys to understand the food choices we make result in inflammation or anti-inflammation, and the key word there is choices, the food choices we make. So you want to try to reduce the amount of pro-inflammatory foods, and those are going to include foods that have lots of omega-6s, number one. That's the most important thing that you want to consider, and anything that is inducing some kind of immune response, that is things that you are allergic to or things that you have problems processing. How can you tell if a food is something you're allergic to? How can you tell if a food is something you have problems processing? By how you feel. You don't need allergy testing. You don't need to guess. Eat a food, see how you feel. It's as simple as that. Sometimes you'll feel lousy right away. Sometimes you'll feel lousy in a few hours. Sometimes you'll feel lousy the next day. But if you keep a little food diary going, you're going to notice a trend. Every time I eat bread, I don't feel so good. Every time I have rice, I don't feel so good. Every time I have tomatoes, I don't feel so good. So what you got to do is you got to isolate the foods and your symptoms. And that's the first thing that you want to do when you have any kind of inflammatory condition going on. Second thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're taking in the essential fatty acids that are anti-inflammatory, and that is your omega-3 essential fatty acids, especially flax seed oil. It's the most important essential omega-3 essential fat. There's other ones. Hemp seed oil is good. There's one called perilla oil, which comes from the wild basil plant or the perilla plant, and that's also very good if you can find that. That comes in capsules. You can't get that one in a liquid. Fish oil doesn't really count as an omega-3 essential fatty acid, even though you hear about fish oil a lot, and fish oil does have some anti-inflammatory benefits, certainly, but fish oil is not really a parent essential fatty acid. It's a derivative essential fatty acid. It's something that the body converts parent essential fatty acids into. So, Mary, number one, look for digestive symptoms and eliminate foods that the body perceives as injurious, because that's where inflammation is going to come from. And number two, stabilize your anti-inflammatory versus inflammatory prostaglandins by getting in more omega-3s and maybe reducing the amount of omega-6s that you're taking. It wouldn't hurt you to take some of those cofactors either. And the B vitamins are always going to be important cofactors whenever it comes to building. Whenever you're interested in making a compound in the body, be that a prostaglandin or a steroid hormone or a female hormone or whatever it is, you want to make sure that you're getting enough B vitamins. The B vitamins are water soluble. You excrete them out every time you urinate, so you got to keep a steady flow, a steady stream of the B complex coming in, which is why I love that Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much. Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity is a wonderful way to make sure that you're getting a steady state, low level of all your water soluble nutrients as well as minerals and other cofactors too. That's all we got time for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate y'all being here. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. We'll be back talking more good health information tomorrow on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying good nutrition is good medicine. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye for now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.